a particular medical clinic. And I just put a paperclip, like you did, I put a paperclip on their arm and I said, where did you have it? Oh, and on the arm that they thought they had the vaccine in, 60% of them stuck, but none of them on the opposite side. And I didn't have anybody that stuck on their forehead. You know, you see these pictures of people with spoons. And I do know somebody, a dentist, that had a spoon sticking to her forehead, but that's not common. I mean, this is, so one of the things people needs to be aware of here, if you, see, I don't just read the medical stuff because that's not where you really learn things. You go back in time, you read the basic science, and you will find how we got here. Charles Lieber at Harvard is a nanotechnologist. He's the chief of chemistry, biochemistry at Harvard, or he was. He was arrested in February of 2020. And he was charged with getting money from the Chinese while he was working for us. And he was getting, he had a $15 million grant from DARPA to, and they don't give you money to make coffee taste better. He was doing highly technical scientific stuff that had a defense capability. What his specialty was, connecting, they wanted to connect the human brain to electronics. And that's what he has, this stuff that you can inject. It's actually being, part of it's being used in the vaccines, but you can inject it and it will make what's called, it's nanowire. It will make nano mesh. It will go around nerves and it can actually send signals to and from nerves. They can spy on a rabbit's ocular nerve. I mean, a retinal nerve, for example, that's that tiny, and your body doesn't reject it. There are also these particles called spions or super paramagnetic iron oxides. And we think those are in there too. And that might account for some of the magnetism. But what we're talking about here, and you can read Ray Kurzweil, Jordy Rose, all these high computer guru technology people, they're all talking about transhumanism and connecting your brain to the internet. Oh. We all know about Internet of Things. This is called the Internet of Bodies. And unfortunately, no matter how we cut this, I think that's what this is about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I do have I have an interesting slide of Ray Kurzweil here somewhere.
Okay, also ich habe die Hoffnung, dass diejenigen, die keinen magnetischen Effekt haben, dass die einen Placebo bekommen haben.
Mhm. Kannst du das wieder machen? I forgot to say about the placebo. So I think early on, because they knew, we've also found literature that they knew there were going to be problems with damage, that these had, these so-called vaccines that aren't vaccines, they had side effects. They knew about it ahead of time. We've just discovered that literature. Well, if you don't want to have something look bad, what would you do? You'd dilute it. They diluted it by, I think, giving some placebo. So a lot of people at first didn't get a real vaccine, which is, I mean, that's criminal behavior. If you really thought the vaccine was serious to prevent you from getting sick and dying and you could get a placebo, I can't prove this, but it sure looks like that's what happened. And I've heard other people say they think that early on more placebos were given. The worst stuff is coming out now.
Okay. Also, hast du verstanden?
Ja,
Ted ist schon wieder weg. Dass die Placebos am Anfang vor allen Dingen gegeben wurden, weil man schon lange im Vorraum war bekannt oder wusste man intern, dass die Impfungen Nebenwirkungen haben, massive. Und um das ein bisschen einzudämmen, hat man einfach gesagt, wir machen mal ein paar Placebos am Anfang. Jetzt aber, was jetzt kommt, sind einfach wirklich das Schlimme vom Schlimmsten noch. Also Schlimmste vom Schlimmen. Und ja.
This is James Giordano, and he talked at the AAPS meeting, that's the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and this is what he talked about, that the brain is the new battle space. China knows it, we know it, probably other nations know it, but I just really know about those two. And DARPA, which is the deep arts research people of our military, they admit that they can do mind control. I mean, the possibility is here, and it can be done remotely.
Okay.
You know,
also so. was wir jetzt hier sehen ist, sie hat jetzt vorher noch mal mit angesprochen, es geht eben diese Nanobots, die in der Impfung mit enthalten sind, über Magnete eben kann man das dann selber im Körper teilweise feststellen, das haben sicherlich nun einige auch schon gesehen oder selbst an sich erfahren, die Impfung erhalten haben. Diese Nanobots, Es geht zurück auf etwas, was hier ein James Giordano schon besprochen hat. Der Kampf ist die neue, ist der neue, das Gehirn ist der neue, der Kampfraum, um den gekämpft werden soll. Bitte, sag's nochmal, Gerhard.
Also ich habe nur Kampfplatz gesagt.
Ja, oder Kampfplatz.
Schlachtplatz.
Und mit diesen Nanobots hat man vorher schon Experimente gemacht, dass die eben bewusst in den Körper gebracht wurden und sich an Nerven andocken und die dann wirklich gesteuert werden können und beeinflusst werden können. Und darum geht es letztendlich. Diese Beeinflussung von außen, Mind Control, all das ist natürlich mit dem, was dann im Körper ist, an diesen Nanobots umsetzbar.
And you know, Ray Kurzweil, who invented the optical character recognition, I think, or did a lot of work with that. This is what he says is going to happen, that a computer in the end of this decade will pass the Turing test, which means I speak to a computer through, I speak to a computer that I don't know is a computer. You know, I speak to somebody in another room, it's a computer, but I don't know that. And after an hour, I still don't know that, or whatever period of time. There's a period of time, if you, a computer can fool a human that he's human after an hour, you've passed the Turing test. And then by the next decade, he believes that we'll have human brains copied to electronics. Your whole brain will be in an electronic computer. And by 2045, this is his exact quote, the earth will be made of computers and, quote, a few vulgar plebeians on the nature reserves. So, you know, to understand what's happening to us now, I really, really think you have to understand what the end game is. And that's the end game, is we no longer need nanobots. We can do this with little gels that are injectable, and that's the best way to go. So we can affect your brain remotely. We can plant thoughts. And this 5G is part of it. So I really like this, like the British are going against the 5G. I think we need to. Here's a patent. This is a patent that Dr. Zelenko told me about. And it basically says that this network in me, it will create an ID. And now they say carried around, and the naysayers, the fact checkers say, oh, no, this is talking about your cell phone. No, it's talking about you can be an internal network. It will generate an ID. So if we were in the same room, I would, my network would tell you I'm there. Your network would tell me I'm there, or tell me I'm there. You're there. And it would. Anybody close, we would swap IDs. And then this would generate a score that would then go to a server. And if I'm around too many people, it'll tell me, hey, you're around too many people. You're going to jail, or you're going to the hospital, or you're going home. Mm-hmm. Or maybe something else, who knows? Or you need another vaccine.
Okay. Also was hier ist gerade gesagt? Bat. Yeah. Wow.
Not scary.
Ja, also was sie jetzt gerade gesagt hat, ist einfach, sie hat da nochmal jemand anders angesprochen, der bereits schon angekündigt hat, was die nächsten Schritte in unserer ganzen Menschenevolution auch sein werden. Es geht also ums Gehirn, es geht um die Steuerung über diese Nanobots einfach einzubringen in den Körper durch Injektion. Und das wird so weit gehen, dass irgendwann wir sind wie Computer ferngesteuert. Zum einen ist unser Gehirn kann auf eine Festplatte übertragen werden, zum anderen können wir selber gesteuert werden als wie Computer, dass wir unterwegs sind, uns mit anderen treffen und uns dann vielleicht mitgeteilt wird, hier sind zu viele Menschen, hier darfst du nicht sein. Entweder gehst du jetzt ins Gefängnis oder du brauchst das oder das. Also, dass man einfach aus uns dann herauslesen kann, unsere ID und alles, was dazugehört. Und das können wir dann mit jedem anderen auch tun. Also das ist so der eine Weg, der da vorausgesehen wird, so bis ins Jahr 2045.
Okay, da habe ich gleich mal was Wichtiges zu sagen. Also wir sind ja ein Radiosender und wenn wir, also dass es so ein Endgame gibt, ja, das ist ja wirklich ein Horror, wenn das so wäre, wenn das so ist, ja, oder dann dürfen wir das ja gar nicht allen so mitteilen, denn da würden ja alle sofort das könnten sie nicht verkraften. Also da würden sie automatisch dagegen steuern und das sofort zunichte bringen. Also dieses Weltbild. Also wir sind einfach zu weit fortgeschritten, dass zu viele Menschen geimpft sind und dass dieses Szenario so gar nicht mehr in die öffentlichen Medien gebracht werden darf. Auch wir, ja, also das, die schon die Impfung haben, die sind überzeugt davon und sie müssen sich auch selbst schützen davor. Sie wollen ja nicht hören, dass sie jetzt durch die Impfung einfach praktisch schon tot sind. Mhm. Wir brauchen einen neuen Weg. Ich sage das noch einmal. Wir müssen brauchen einen neuen Weg, wie das harmlos, nein, nicht harmlos, aber wie es so rübergebracht wird, dass wir die Menschen schützen, auch die schon die Impfung bekommen haben. Wir müssen auch die schützen können. Viele haben es aus Mitgefühl gemacht, aus Nächstenliebe.
Deswegen bieten wir ja zum Beispiel wie Lee auf ihrer Seite diese Lösungen an, was man jetzt alles tun kann. Aber aufgeklärt muss trotzdem werden, die Wahrheit muss trotzdem gesprochen werden, die können wir nicht verschönern.
Aber woher weißt du, dass es die Wahrheit ist?
Weil es viele, viele Ärzte, die wissenschaftliche Beweise vorlegen, genau vorlegen können. Es ist ja nichts aus dem Haaren oder aus dem Stegreif, sondern es ist etwas, was auf Fakten basiert, auf Wissen.
Ja, das sagen die anderen auch.
Meinst du? Du hast doch selber bei dir geguckt, da in deiner Statistik, da brauchst du bloß nachlesen. Ist ja alles da.
Ja, das schon. Nur, wie soll ich es, ja, das habe ich.
Das eine ist Propaganda, das eine ist Fernsehen, das ist Medien. Das, was da drüber über die Politiker kommt, das würde ich mir dreimal anschauen, ob ich da überhaupt was glaube. Oder hören wir uns Ärzte an, die wissen, wovon sie reden, die auch vom Fach sind und die das sogar belegen können.
Okay. Ja, es ist halt wirklich nicht einfach, weil je mehr ich davon bringe über Radio Soul, umso fundierter muss es sein und umso mehr Fakten müssen dafür auch anerkannt sein. Mhm. Dass es tatsächlich diese Schadensfälle gibt, die werden ja derzeit überhaupt nicht gezeigt.
Nee, das ist klar. Das wird in der Propaganda, im Außen, in den Medien nicht gezeigt. Aber Ärzte zeigen es. Es ist da, das ist halt da. Und deswegen brauchen wir diese Wege fernab von Propaganda, so wie Radio Soul, so wie andere, die diese Informationen auf diesem Wege rüberbringen. Also ansonsten kommt da keiner ran.
Ja. Also wir brauchen auf jeden Fall, wie Lee auch gesagt hat, eine gesunde Ernährungsweise, eine Lebensart. Ja. Dann brauchen wir auch die geistigen, mentalen Fähigkeiten, zu wissen, dass alles in dieser Schöpfung von Gott kommt, dass Gott, die Verbindung zu Gott uns auch sozusagen die Gesundheit ausmacht im Körper, dass das auch wichtig ist, also dass wir auch diesen geistigen Zugang wieder in die Wissenschaft einbringen, der fehlt hier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, our friend, the letter before R, tried to get on, but then he lost internet. He lost power. I lost the internet 3 times. I lost power. Now I'm back on again. But you guys have been able to record the whole thing, Saskia and Gerhard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. After the show, just send it to me. If you don't, Saskia, if you don't mind, or Gerhard, just send it to me. WeTransfer. That'd be great. And before we got about 15 minutes left. This worked out okay.
Where's Cube?
He's there. He just can't get on because he's lost power.
Okay.
And I just sent him a phone number. There's a way you can get on by phone as well. So I send him the number. Mm-hmm. I think his phone is still working. So
ja, wir haben Fragen an Q gesammelt.
Yeah, but
we can make questions for Q also.
Really?
From our listeners and
Oh good. Well, Gerhard said he'd stay on another 7 hours or 8 hours tonight. He doesn't have to sleep tonight, so that's fine. That's really kind of him to do that. Yeah, so
yeah. That's okay. No.
Do you know it's 11 in the night here?
Yeah. I know it.
Are you having storms out there, Ted, or do you think you're being purposely singled out here?
I think it's a little bit of both. We've had a lot of storms. We've had tremendous winds. Yeah. But it's great kite flying weather to go out, you know. No, we had like in Fahrenheit, it was over 60 degrees here last night.
Oh.
And it got really warm. And so today we've had tremendous winds and the electricity's been going out in and out. It's okay for now, you know, we're on. But I still haven't been able to share this on on Facebook. It just would not let me do it. And now we're, but fortunately, you know, fortunately, I'll just share it later on Facebook. But, you know, I want to thank you, Dr. Merritt, for all this wonderful information, because I get a lot of requests, and I've been referring people actually to your website too. But now that I know what's all there, it's wonderful, all the stuff that you've gotten.
Tried to get some information up there to help people.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. I think they've been trying to, what you said at the beginning, that they tried the Ebola and different things to get a universal shot for everybody. Those failed. But after a year and a half of fear into us, look what they were able to do. You know, and it's sad.
I think it's interesting, you know, the movie Dune just came out again. They had a new remake again of Dune. Mm-hmm. You know, that was what I remember from the book, that the big quote I always remembered was them saying that fear is the great mind bender. Uh-huh. And that's right. What so much of this is about, creating fear. Fear damages your immune system. Fear, you know, that's why we're seeing t-shirts and everybody's saying faith, not fear. I think the more you know and the more you have armaments, then you're not so afraid. The problem is they brilliantly made it so that they attacked people that didn't have the ability to know about, the technicalities of all this.
Right.
And the mandates, I don't know about in Germany, but mandates here, that's made everybody afraid. People that were doing pretty well, suddenly the mandates, even if they'd not taken the vaccine yet, they're so afraid of losing their job now, afraid of this stuff. But, you know, we have federal law that really protects you if you know how to do it right. Again, they didn't tell you how to do it right, but we know how to do it right.
Right. Well, I'm not afraid to click on the button and ask Q to join us now. So he just appeared after. Q, are you there?
Loud and clear. Is this the famous spiritual TV host known as Ted Moore?
Yes, it is. Did you really fly to Austria, and you're sitting outside Gerhardt's studio in Vienna to join us on the show today? Did you really do that? That's amazing.
Bilocate continuously all the time.
Well, this is my good friend, Dr. Merritt. And we've been listening to her give so much wisdom over the past, I don't know, since about noon our time, since 9 p.m. in Europe, Vienna time. Dresden time. So in 25 words or less, what would you like to say today, Q?
Well, thanks for having me on. And it's a great honor to get to do these shows and to talk to so many people. It's a privilege and an honor and a great respect and appreciation for all the information you guys have been discussing. But what I can do is lend a hand from my experiences in the industrial military projects they had us in. They would do hyperspace travel. Would that help?
Sure, that'd be fine. Dr. Merritt, okay. Hang on if you don't mind.
Sure. Okay, so one thing they taught us about health and healing, so one of the reasons we couldn't travel to other frequencies, you call them dimensions, I call them frequencies, is because this version of humans was designed, and all beings around the universe are designed from the planet they originate from. So as an example, we're a water planet. Notice that the same percentage of water on your planet is the same percentage in the human body.
Right.
So you'll notice that all the mineral content that this genetic version of us is also healing us. So I noticed we were talking about selenium, other crystalline based minerals. You're going to find that we can augment our genetics with the base planet we originate from. And so it's quite obvious that all the medical field is catching up very quickly and going, hey, wait a minute, I need vitamin C because that's what grows on the planet, as an example, and so forth and so forth. So it's outstanding and awesome information that we're all a little different here and we all have different diets. But at the end of the day, the Earth was designed just like we were. And we're now co-relating our our genetic historian that's already built in us. And so it's outstanding information you guys are talking about, and I'm thrilled to see that this the segue we're going.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear some of Dr. Merritt's remedies? I thought they were just fantastic. The things she had.
Yeah, I agree with all of them. The only thing that I wanted to add is that the closer we get to the planet, the closer you get to organizing your genetic mapping with what you need. I really don't like talking about DNA because I think it's a big culprit. When we talk about healing, I always want to say, how come I'm not healing instead of calling it healing? Because I believe the spiritual and conscious body can rebalance the genetic body. And so if we don't have a good connection with our spiritual energies, as an example, the body gets out of balance in many cases. Not to say that there's not intrinsic problems with our environment, mm-hmm. not denying that. I'm just saying that the harmony and the natural healing abilities in the future is going to come from sound and light and our environment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Dr. Merritt, I love your comment on that.
Well, I agree with that. I'm just concerned because we are completely polluting our sound and light environment with all these frequencies. You know, since President Polk, we have not had, and that's from this wonderful book, by the way, Arthur Furstenberg, The Beautiful Rainbow.
Right.
And he points this out. Since President Polk's time, we have not had a minute where we weren't bombarded by these abnormal frequencies and wavelengths. And
outstanding observation. Outstanding observation.
Yeah. They're making sick. They're making animals sick.
So you can actually see the real war that's here. It's always bigger than the intrinsic war. And so the goal here is to always create a little more duality. And the solution, I love that you all are talking about solutions. The solution for getting more of consciousness and your spiritual light body into you is to live a life of faith in your wildest excitement. And it sounds so contrite. How do I do that when everybody's throwing darts at me? But if we would just deny these choices to be in our life, I guarantee you we will catch up very quickly.
Interesting. Interesting. And one thing, too, we've talked a couple times about the damage done by these shots. It's all reversible, isn't it? I mean, they are. It's not permanent damage if you know how to help yourself.
Yeah, I'll be careful how I word this. I do my best to take great care when we communicate about these kind of topics. But essentially, the people that think they want to run this place, they were originally going to do a fake pandemic, and then at the end, a couple strays decided to do a real one. And so what they did is the best trick they have here is to whip out a virus that no one actually knows the name of. So it's very convenient for them to have a name, and then they can publish it, promote it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you didn't know the name of it and what it really was the real goal. Of course, savvy doctors like who's on the radio here, they're going to figure it out. So it doesn't take long for scientists to figure out the bacterial makeup of these viruses and whether it's manufactured and processed. And so it's quite interesting to see how we're dealing with this, because we're actually being tested to see how we're going to deal with the next one. So I want everyone to take great care of this. It's really up to us to solve this.
Saskia.
Yeah.
Übersetzen?
Ja.
Okay. Oh, nice. Like you, I have to start from the beginning. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot I was on the German show. My apologies.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I did make some notes, so I'm going to rip it up. So, okay. Ja, wo haben wir gestartet? Wir haben... Wohin ging Q am Anfang? Das war... dass wir diese Version, die wir haben, ist all das, was wir brauchen für unseren Körper, finden wir auch auf diesem Planeten. Und dieser Planet hat all das, was unser Körper braucht. Der Planet besteht aus 70% Wasser, unser Körper besteht zum Beispiel aus 70% Wasser. Und wenn wir zum Thema Hausmittel, was wir angesprochen hatten heute schon in der Sendung, bezüglich, wenn man die Impfung erhalten hat oder vorbeugend, um nicht zu erkranken oder so weiter. Letztendlich, die Heilung, die kommen wird, ist, um unseren Körper zu balancieren und um Heilung zu kommen, ist es wichtig, dass wir mit unserem Spirit in Verbindung kommen, dass wir immer mehr Spirit in unserem Körper bekommen, dass wir diese Anbindung haben. Wenn wir diese Anbindung haben, dann sind wir geschützt, dann sind wir in einer Frequenz, die für alles niedrigfrequentige nicht keine Bedeutung in dem Sinne mehr hat. Wir kommen zum natürlichen Heilen und das wird in der Zukunft sein auf Basis von Geräuschen, also von Sound, von Musik und von Licht und auch von Umgebung. Das war das eine, also was er dazu gesagt hat. Wir werden Der eigentliche Krieg, der hier stattfindet, ist, dass wir von jeher seit vielen Jahren mit Frequenzen bombardiert werden, die dafür sorgen, dass unser Immunsystem nach unten gefahren wird, dass wir erkranken, dass wir überhaupt viele Krankheiten haben und entwickeln und so weiter und so fort. Es ist da, um Dualität zu kreieren. Und was ist die Lösung? Die Lösung ist eben, dass wir unseren Spirit in unserem Körper bekommen und in unserem höchsten Glück leben jeden Tag. Das ist so wichtig, dass wir diesem folgen, was aus unserem Inneren heraus kommt. Diese Anbindung an Spirit, Spirit im Körper und im höchsten Glück leben und dem folgen. Das war das eine. Und jetzt waren wir beim Thema, wenn jemand geimpft ist, ist das Ganze wieder rückgängig zu machen. Und da sind wir jetzt, da ist er stecken geblieben. Da wollten wir jetzt weitermachen. Denn der Virus, der kreiert wurde, ist etwas, was für Wissenschaftler wie zum Beispiel Dr. Merritt ersichtlich, dass es gemacht wurde, um bestimmte Dinge damit zu erreichen, von bestimmten Mächten, die diese Erde eben übernehmen wollten.
Ich kann hier noch ergänzen, ich habe vor kurzem ein Video von einem Arzt und Universitätsprofessor mir angeschaut und der hat gesagt, neben Ursache 1, nämlich Übergewicht, ist Ursache 2 die Angst, die häufigste, wie es zu schweren Verläufen bei Covid geben kann. Also sowohl beim Virus wie auch bei der Impfung. Interessant, oder? Also, dass diese psychische Komponente, auch der Stress, den wir ausgesetzt sind, dass dieser Stress der zweitwichtigste Faktor ist, warum es überhaupt zu schweren Verläufen kommen kann.
Ja, Angst. Angst ist das, was unser Immunsystem schwächt. Ja, und darauf ist ja abgezielt. Deswegen ist alles, was im Außen ist, angstmachend.
I was going to ask, letter before R, you told me that the negatives have a short window of opportunity between now and early January to try to stop the ascension through these shot programs. And after January, things should get better. I'd love your comments on that. Maybe you could share about
the merits. Oh, okay. So you're probably never going to get me to commit to a timeline, but certainly there's a lot of energy around our legacy calendar, our celestial calendar. There are some clues in the Farmer's Almanac when the bad guys like to work. These are, most of them are black magicians. Religious nutcases is what I call them because they believe there's something higher than themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they generate a lot of capabilities. Mm-hmm. At least in my experience. And so one of the best things you can do that they can't keep up with is because our fortitude is so much stronger, to your point, our intentions and our fortitude is so strong now because of how far we've evolved as in this version of humans, mm-hmm. that healing should get much easier as an example, and creating the future you want as a collective body of people is really nimble now. And so that's why there's so much duality. So if your goal as a community was, I can't wait to build a new bridge, a farm, a church, whatever it is, notice how easy it is. If you all get in a group and catalyze an outcome you want in a circle, in a shape outside, you'll notice it will show up almost immediately. Now, for me, immediately is 5-10 minutes a week. I don't have any value with time. There is no such thing as time. So as long, but the bad guys know that you don't understand this information as a collective. And so if we can create another piece of drama for you, you'll keep focusing on that instead of going forward.
I see.
Does that help?
Yeah.